This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Empty chairs at our day-to-day offices here at NPR West, a sign that it's flu season. Perhaps you've already gotten your flu shot, as many doctors recommend, or maybe you're listening to us right now from your bed, just wishing you had gotten that shot. Here's Slate's Andy Bowers with an explainer on the question, who decides what strains of flu go into each year's shot?
Not to be too Abbott and Costello about it, but who decides? That is the WHO, or World Health Organization, but it gets a lot of help. Each year, health centers in 83 countries participate in a program that collects samples of the flu and flu-like viruses floating around their areas. Those are sent to four collaborating centers located in Australia, Japan, Great Britain, and the U.S. Experts at these centers and the WHO then decide which strains of influenza seem most likely to cause severe illness in the coming season. The WHO issues two recommendations for flu vaccine each year, one for the northern hemisphere and one for the southern, which of course has its winter during our summer. It's up to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to accept that recipe or alter it for domestic use. The recipe usually contains three inactivated virus strains, two of the more dangerous A strains, such as A/New Caledonia, and one B strain, such as B/Hong Kong. The names refer to where the strains were first identified. The recipe has to be changed most years because flu viruses have a tendency to mutate frequently. But there's a problem with this system. It takes some time to prepare the 250 million doses of vaccine the world needs each year. The vaccine is actually grown inside chicken eggs, which is why people allergic to egg protein are told not to get the shots. Because of this laborious process, the vaccine formula must be finalized months before flu season begins. The formula for the shot you're getting now was approved by the FDA in March. Because of that time lag, sometimes a different strain of influenza can become a problem during the months the vaccine is being grown. This year, the WHO was aware that a strain called A/Fujian/411/2002 would cause illness, but it wasn't able to include it in the vaccine for technical reasons. The organization hopes a similar strain that was included will protect most people.
Andy Bowers is a Slate senior editor, and thanks to Dr. Peter Katona of the UCLA Medical School for help with that explainer.